I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, May 16, 2013, to order. First order of business this morning are commission comments. I would like to open by noting a comment about a portion of our meeting that was held on Monday regarding delinquent taxes, and state for the record that the County Commission did not, and I bring this up because I've received numerous phone calls, the County Commission did not, by accepting those taxes year by year that were delinquent, forgive the payment of any taxes that were owed to the county. That's not the County Commission's statutory responsibility. I'm not aware of any provision within Missouri law that would allow the County Commission to do so in one circumstance or another. The Commission has the ability under Missouri law to waive interest and penalties and or to correct different erroneous problems within individuals' taxes. But as far as waiving an individual's responsibility to pay taxes, the Commission doesn't have that responsibility, nor did our vote on Monday have anything to do with that. It was an acceptance of delinquent taxes as presented by the county collector. Do you have a comment, Dan?
No.
We have questions about sewer budget. Eddie, could you join us?
Yes, sir. Give me a spreadsheet, and the reason being is as we were looking at our projects.
Could I get you to get closer to the microphone? Thank you.
As we're looking at our projects that are bid, and we have one outstanding bid that's waiting to be awarded, if we present all those, they come out of the 780, 570 line item. If we present all of those, it runs that line item about $1.5 million short. However, we know those projects won't be fully funded in the year that we're in currently, but there will be some funds expended there. And so we've estimated on the spreadsheet that I've given you what we think the expenses will be in talking with the engineers and everything like that. And when we add that all together, it looks to us like the probability is that the 570 line item will be short in the neighborhood of about $700,000. We have held off awarding the bid on this one project until I guess we can have some reasonable certainty that it would be okay, that there's a possibility that money could be moved out of contingency line and down and everything. Don't know that we need to move it down until we actually get to the point where that would go over, but we just didn't want you guys to be surprised. We come back and say, hey, we need more money or something like that. That's what I'm here for.
I've got a question or two. The projects that you've got listed here, they've already been bid, but there's no work started on them yet, right?
Rehab 1 and 2 is finishing up, they are done. Rehab 3 has been bid. There's been some engineering work and everything like that done on it, that is the final part of the I&I project out at Holiday Hills Country Club Heights, things like that. The preliminary work's been done, but the contractor has not been put into place yet, given the go-ahead to begin the job. Lift station remediation, these were the three lift stations that flooded. They are in the process. The engineering has been about 80% done. They are in the process of acquiring the land and the easements that are necessary for that, and then he expects that to go to bid be in construction by October. Now, he won't finish that this year by any means at all and everything, but at the front of a lot of these contracts, when they do their mobilization and everything like that, there's some chunks of money that go out there. In one of those bids down there, when you see miscellaneous mixers and flow meters, part of the rehab 3 bid included these flow meters and stuff into that. However, our board took that out and modified what they were actually going to submit the bid as, because we felt like we could probably purchase those at a cheaper cost than including them into the bid of one of these projects. You're aware, Mr. Hausman, of the Forsyth Equalization Basin and everything like that. I don't think that will actually be fully constructed this year, but I do think they probably will start into that and everything. So we've tried to make some estimations on what each one of these projects could probably spend, and that's where you come up with your figure at the bottom there, the 719. Again,
would you explain what the equalization basin does?
When our pumps kick on to bring our flow up from Y Highway and the areas in there, the last one at OB4 pushes everything across the hill up here by the jail and everything, and then it gravity flows into the treatment plant at Forsyth. When that happens, it's a concentrated flow for a period of time, quite a bit of volume and everything like that, and when it hits the treatment plant, coming in at that speed and at that volume, the treatment plant just about gets overwhelmed because of the basin where this flows in until it can make it through the headworks and everything like that is just a little bit small for that size of flow, is what's going on there. So they're needing to expand that. So that it can handle that flow. We're running our pumps at minimum. You know, if they were up running a higher volume or something like that, it would definitely overwhelm that plant. So we have everything cranked back and everything, but this is an effort to equalize, give them a chance to absorb the flow and not overwhelm their system.
This is a fix that has to be made,
right,
in order for this to operate properly. And it was a fix that the Seward District Board members all agreed on unanimously.
Yes, that's correct. Again, when you look down your 2013 column, those are estimates of what we think. I don't think that you'd actually need to transfer anything until we get there, but I just didn't want you guys to be caught and say, hey, why didn't you tell us, you know, this was going on? But this is it is a concern for us that, you know, for these projects to continue moving forward, that they could stress that line item.
I know we chatted about this briefly just a little while ago in our preliminary session, but formally for the record, when we went through the budget for 2013 and we worked with then-Administrator John Soutee, we asked him for an amount that he thought, based upon the knowledge at the time, what each project was going, not cost, but what was going to be expended during the year 2013.
Yes,
and we plugged those figures into the budget with the understanding that if, in fact, something like this arose, that it would be something that the County Commission would probably favorably take a look at. And that's my recommendation, Dan, is when that time comes, if, in fact, it does come, that we allow us to be overspend in that one line item,
and that's what we're asking.
That's I'm all right with that. That's just adjustment of the budget. The thing that would be turned in would be individual projects to the County Commission for the amount of that particular project.
Yes, sir.
And then that would be considered, not the total that you've got here. That's just what the total that it could come to. So
that is correct. Yeah, I'm not asking you to move that whole amount down. I'm just saying when we come to that place, realize that it's possible or probable that 570 line item may be overspent. And it's not. I think it's things that you were probably already familiar with, the projects and everything like that. It's just they are coming in a little higher than anticipated, I think.
When you guys have perked my interest on this one project that you talked about, when we buy capacity in a project, or we buy capacity from one of the cities, the dollar amount for capacity, is it considered in the cost of a project to, as you say, that this one project's desperately needed, been explained to me that way. But when we have bought capacity, does it reflect in the cost of the repair to make this take place?
In this particular case, a study was done on the plant and just depends on who you're talking with and everything. And either it was on the one side, it was overlooked; on the other side, it was determined that it wasn't needed, and everything.
Let me help you with that, though. Are the two separate? That's my question, I guess. Are the two separate when we buy capacity from A, B, or C? Is that reflected in the cost of to maintain that capacity or to be able to take the discharge?
I believe it usually is, yes, sir. I know in this situation there was a capacity bought in conjunction with the White Highway project, and some paid for upgrades that might have been needed and things like that. I don't know at that particular time. I wasn't here, so I don't really know what all the upgrades were or anything like that. But in discussions, this was an area that, as presented to the sewer board and everything, they deemed that possibly may have been overlooked or may have been, should have been added in or something. And the sewer board feels like it's probably a responsibility that they should shoulder and do this equalization basin. And, you know, that I'm not so with the whole plant, some other projects that are going on in the plant, but with this equalization basin, they believe that they are the entity causing the need and therefore should be the entity that that fixes the problem.
That's part of it I didn't understand, and I need to understand, is the fact that the upgrade of a system, if it reflects the capacity dollars that are spent towards the usage of county sewage into a city facility or any other facility, that, as a matter of fact, I just was...
Normally that is included in the studies done to determine exactly what needs to be done for the capacity that's going in there, and then that fee normally does cover those upgrades and everything.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
I don't know that you need to take any action or anything like that, but I just wanted to...
Well, you're just making us aware of it, and we can look back on this day as a documented notice to that this could take place. So.
Right, and we'll proceed on with our projects then, awarding the bids and stuff like that, and like I say, we'll try to hold that as close as we can, but the probability is it will go over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, sir.
Unless I'm missing something, our next order of business is going to be executive session. Executive session is scheduled for upstairs in the county conference room. And I think we've got two matters that will take about 4 minutes of discussion with counsel, and then we'll invite everyone in that I think that's here and interested in one particular item. And we will fully discuss that at that time. Dan, if you would make a motion.
Motion to go into executive session, section 610.021, 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes, at which time following that we will begin exec session.